Vanderbilt coach Melanie Balcom on the Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. Coach Mark Howard, along with Kevin Ingram, and I brought up the fact that you guys were riding the wave coming back from Duluth, Georgia, with the SEC crown. I guess a week off was probably, you know, not the best thing for your team, as they were playing their best basketball after that.
Well, we have a few injuries, and I think getting away from it mentally and physically actually helped us. We're a lot fresher than we were after playing that many games down the stretch.
Is it, though, still a tough turnaround to, you know, you find out your opponent on Monday night, you don't have a whole lot of time to prepare, you try to, you know, scrape up whatever game film you could come up with and get them ready?
Yeah, you know, especially when you're playing somebody like Delaware State, who's not going to be on TV a lot, you know, in your first round. So, you know, we'll get some verbal reports from some teams out of their conference, outside their conference, and then we'll get some game film down the stretch from TV, and then we'll get some game film from coaches as well earlier in the season.
Had to be pleased with the second seed. Felt you guys deserved it.
Yeah, I can't complain. I think I would have been upset if we would have got a third, and I think there was some really good third seeds, so it could have went either way. I'm just looking forward to getting back and playing again, and, you know, I think with that kind of seed, you know, at least you got your kids excited about, again, you know, how they feel confidence-wise that, you know, with the two seed that it's possible, you know, anything is possible in this tournament.
Melanie, I felt like in that championship game against LSU, you guys demonstrated that you didn't have to shoot lights out to win. Mm-hmm. I thought it was nice to see your team get into a grinded-out kind of game that you're probably going to see in the third or the fourth round of the tournament, and I guess it's always nice to know you can win games like that.
Yeah, I think that also did a lot for our team mentally. I was talking to a couple players about that last night, and in the past, if Caroline Williams especially wasn't hitting her shots, and then the way Tina shot the two nights before, and they come out missing all their shots, in the past that we would have struggled defensively. You know, it would have gotten to us, and we would have gotten frustrated and tighter, and instead we made some big shots down the stretch and our defense got stronger. So, you know, that's what I'm excited about, to be honest with you. It's usually all about offense with us, and you gotta play defense to win at the level we're winning at, and I'm excited about that.
Are you satisfied that your schedule's done enough to get you ready? You know, obviously going through the tough SEC, but what you did non-conference wise as well will have you prepared, you know, for what you're going to face in the coming weeks?
Yeah, definitely. We played enough high quality teams, especially on the road, that, you know, we really upgraded our schedule this year. I know going into the tournament, we had the ninth best schedule in the country at one point, eighth or ninth. And so I think we're totally prepared, you know, and then playing the SEC schedule that we did when you're playing Tennessee twice and Georgia and LSU twice. We played all those teams twice. So that's a heck of a schedule when you think about it.
And being opposite Duke in your bracket, you know, people look at that and say, boy, that's really going to be tough for Vanderbilt to get out of there. But, I mean, it's going to be tough regardless of which one you're in because they're great teams. You know, those top seeds in every bracket are really good.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're going to get there to the Final Four, you're obviously going to have to beat a great team or maybe obviously more than one great team. But you're going to play a number one seed if it's not unless they get knocked off, and then you're playing somebody that knocked off a number one seed. So I don't think there's any way other than you have to earn it and you have to play great basketball and you have to control your destiny. It's not really it is about matchups in some ways, but in other ways, it's a lot about how confident your players are. And I'm excited, you know, just to try to get to that Duke game because that is a team that we've lost to and during this season has played and felt like we could have done a better job.
Guard play is so huge when you get into this tournament. And I want you to talk about, and we've mentioned this again, but how important it is to have a player like Dee Davis in the postseason. She's seasoned now. You know, she's got that experience. And just in a lot of ways, how when she plays well, you guys don't necessarily have to always shoot lights out to win. You talked about beating LSU and playing good defense, but I sort of felt like she can be the great equalizer sometimes on a night when things aren't always falling from the perimeter.
Yeah, I think Dee's playing the best basketball she's played since she's been at Vanderbilt, and that's exciting when what we do, the ball's in her hands 90% of the time. So I've never seen Dee play this well. She's willing to still just distribute the ball and be an assist leader in the country. But when she needed to step up, she stepped up. I mean, she's shooting the ball well from three. She's penetrating. And she's also, her best shot is off the mid-range. And we didn't have a mid-range player that could create for themselves. And then that's a great compliment to Caroline Williams, who's a shooter, and a great compliment to our high-low with Tina and Carla and Liz. So, you know, I think there's a lot of things Dee can do that she's unselfish and has not shown, and then she needed to show it at LSU and brought it. So I'm excited about, you know, our possibilities. Like you say, when Dee's playing as well as she is, we're going to be playing well.
All right, I'm going to ask you sort of an uncomfortable question. You don't have to answer it because I know there's a little bit of sensitivity attached to it. Mm-hmm. That's a situation at LSU where, you know, Pokey Chapman allegedly had an improper relationship with a former player. Do you agree with Carla Berry's situation? She apparently was the one. She was a close friend of Pokey Chapman's, her assistant. Do you feel like she did the proper thing? Do you think she had to be duty-bound to report it to school officials? Do you think that was the right way to go?
I don't know. You know, I'll be honest with you, I don't know enough about it to say what the situation was and why she had to report it, when she reported it. I think the timing and the whole situation is just sad. I mean, that's the way I feel about it. A lot of coaches are angry, a lot of people are mad, and I just feel sad. I feel sad for Pokey. I feel most of all sad for the program right now with the timing going into the tournament. Just so you guys know, we have a lot of competitive rivalries that can get dirty, can get ugly, can get classless, and Pokey Chapman's program was classy, and we've had nothing but a great rivalry with them, and we've beaten them a lot, and they've beaten us, and I said that to her before the game. I have a lot of respect, and that's why it's so sad when something like this comes out that's so negative, especially with the timing and what, I mean, it's sad for the game now because it's affecting, you know, everybody, and the media is asking about it, you know, last night, and our players are looking around, you know, going, can we move on? We read this on the internet every day. Can we just talk about the excitement and the positiveness of all these teams and the brackets? So it's just disappointing. I don't want to comment about, you know, should she, shouldn't she. I don't know enough about it to ever make that kind of judgment.
You do feel bad, though, for her players that have, you know, put in all this work, they get to this point in the season, and then have all this, you know, kind of heaped upon them to really, really none of their doing.
No, and I'm telling you, these are good kids. These are kids that are never dirty. They're never cheap. They never taunt. We play against a lot of that, believe it or not, and never, ever have we dealt with that against LSU. And we've beat them more than we've lost. So they win with class and they lose with class, and I have a lot of respect for their players. I have a lot of respect for the program. The women's administrator, Judy Sutherland, I think is the best women's AD, one of the best in the country, and she was the head of the selection committee. And how ironic is that? You know, she's trying to make these decisions on the brackets and is in this room for hours where they don't even, you know, get to come out and speak to anybody, and she's thrown into that situation back there. That must have been very, very difficult for her to be pulled back and forth as well.
Well, we appreciate you handling the curveballs we're throwing at you. we both have a feeling we're going to be speaking to you a week from now about the Sweet 16, and I just sort of believe that if you guys play the way that you've been playing, I think it'll all take care of itself.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing you look at with your team at this point, you know, it's really about your team and can they make a run and where are they at mentally and physically. And I think our team has shown a lot of character, and I really like the character. I like the courageousness of this team. But I also think that this is the most talented team we've had. So I'm looking forward to the tournament and getting started and seeing how far we can take this.
Melanie, congrats on the high seed and your great season, and we look forward to talking to you here in a few days.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
All right. See you later.